Lander, as far as I know, your last ocean sailing race was the 1997 Transat Jacques-Vabre, which you successfully finished in the fourth place with Albert Barguès. And then you retired from ocean sailing because you started a career as a businessman, as a successful businessman, and you lived your life according to that and your family. What were the motives which made you restart this career in ocean sailing?
In 97, I was quite tired after the Transat Jacques-Vabre. I was thinking about more and more about the civil life, back to Hungary, making my company, build up what kind of business I want to do, and I was concentrating mainly on the family, on the workings. That 15 years which I spent on the sea, that was enough for a while. In that time, I didn't think about to return, but I didn't say I finished it for forever.
What is your main goal with this new project? Can you tell me something about this new project of yours, please?
I found myself having much more time than just spend. In spite of that, I am not a young guy. I started to think, especially when I was out in Sabdalone and I was watching the last One Day Globe start, the boats, the skippers, and I had this kind of very strong influence from that situation, and I had a very strong motivation to return to be among the other skippers. And when I came home, I started to think about how to return if I want. I was talking to some very important people. I was talking to my family, especially to my wife, what they are thinking about if I would return again. The business, I think, can run without my non-stop presence. So that is why I thought I can sacrifice some time again. So I started at the beginning just making a drawing. That was the first step of the design. The basic informations, the basic lines I have put onto a piece of paper. And when I thought the conception is all right, I like it. It is that which I would like to see like a boat. I sat down with a good friend of mine who was perfect in this kind of calculations and digitalization of the design. And we could see more and more on the computer. We could turn the boat in three dimensions, and I could check what is that, what I imagined. Is it that or not? At last, after a year of work, I could see a boat which was really in my sake. I loved it. At the same time, I had an offer from a good friend of mine who is a club mate in Csopak, in Balaton, who was one of the leaders of the Zoltek company. It's a regular carbon fiber manufacturer here in Hungary. This is an American company. And they offered me if I want to build a new boat for the same purpose like I was sailing before in the IMOCA World Championship, they would support me with the materials. Which is a big deal, because having such a lot of good quality of carbon fiber, I never had chance in my life. Last time when I built the boat, it was that kind of material, that quality of material, which was okay for building bus stations, but not really for high-tech boats. So first time in my life, I had the chance to build a competitive boat for this IMOCA fleet. When they said, okay, this is not just a kidding, this is really, the company should support me with this carbon fiber material, I decided, okay, let's go. We start to build this boat. And very soon, a small group of people said, yes, okay, let's do it. This is a really fascinating, good project. They could support, and I could support, my family could support. The surrounding people was really positive. And finally, I decided, okay, let's go and start to build. Strong year ago, we decided to start. I have a good friend of mine close to here who has a really up-to-date boat building yard. And he could help me in this project to build the shell, the basic carbon jobs.